Now, I don't have a lot of time, and so I want to get to the last two spiritual giftings according to Romans chapter 12. If you have a Bible, turn there as quick as you can. Get your Bible out and flip to Romans 12. Most of you know in the last 2 to 3 Sundays, we've been dealing with spiritual gifts that every single believer has. All of you. There's not any of you that's not graced. And you'll read that at the top of Romans 12. All of you are graced with a gifting that helps the body of Christ. We're all different members, remember? We're all the family of God, have different parts in the kingdom. According to Ephesians, the Bible says that only some are called to be the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the apostle, or the prophet. Not everybody's called to do that, but every believer in Jesus Christ has been given a graced gift that you'll see as we read through this, and we're going to deal with the last two of these giftings. But let's read it real fast. Verse 1 of chapter 12, Romans. Say amen if you're there. I beseech you therefore, brethren. So it's talking about believers. He's calling us brethren, brothers and sisters. He says, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. He warns us then, as believers, don't be conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you get into the Word of God. And the Word of God then, remember, it changes your thinking. Faith comes by hearing it. So don't ever just read the Scripture under your breath. I think you ought to, if you can, I'm not saying make a big scene if you're in public, but it's pretty good to confess out loud the Word of God, see. Because when you hear the Word, then faith comes. Faith comes from hearing it, and hearing it comes from the Word, okay? And then we all know that we're to be a doer of then what you hear, the Word of God, okay? So it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove that what is good. How many of you know, look at me just real fast. That's pretty important right there, don't you agree? You need to know what's good and what's bad. Our world is trying to confuse a whole lot of people that they don't even know what a woman is. But if you understand the Word of God, you do know what a woman is and you know what a man is. And you don't have to be confused in that. But listen, when you're not conformed to the world's thinking, you'll be able to prove what's good, what's acceptable, and then what's the perfect will of God. Verse 3, for I say though, the grace, underline that if you have a pen in your Bible, the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. So God's trying to get people ready to understand that you've got some giftings that God's given you. He's graced you with these things. But don't, just because He's given you the gifting of prophecy or being a leader, we're going to talk about that one today. Don't think of yourself in a highly haughty way. No, just God's graced you with it and give Him the glory, see. So He says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For we are all members in one body. All members have not the same office, though. So we, being many, that's all of us, y'all, as believers. Now, listen to me real fast. If you're not born again, you will be by the end of this service. If you want to get born again real fast, though, just go ahead and confess Jesus as Lord. But we're going to do that here in a minute, I promise. We're all members, but since there's many of us, are one body in Christ. Don't ever forget that. You are not supposed to be a lone ranger serving God. We're all in the family of God together, but we're doing it in Jesus' name. Always remember that all the epistles really teach us, you know, the Corinthians and the Galatians, etc., they teach us to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when we end the prayer, I can't tell you how many announcers that we've taught. When you pray at a rodeo, one guy the other day, I don't know if you heard it, he said, "We pray this prayer in your heavenly name." Well, who knows what name that is until it's spoken? So I teach them, no, end every prayer, even your prayer, the prayer at your meal time. You pray everything. Bless the food, nourish our bodies, sanctify this food by the word of God with thanksgiving. Whatever you pray, but then end it in Jesus' name. Amen. Because you're to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you don't say the name Jesus, then no one's going to know really whose name you're praying in. And as a believer in Jesus, that's who we pray in. The Son of God, praise the Lord. Say amen, y'all. All right, so look at this. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts. And that's what we've been talking about. Differing according to the grace. Remember grace? The grace that is given to us, whether it be, number one, prophecy, and we talked about that, how God will give someone a prophetic word, but that prophetic word, according to the word of God, is always to uplift and to exhort, okay? So God's not going to give someone a word to tell someone that isn't from the word of God, like you're going to die in 6 weeks. No. God's going to give you a word that's going to build you up. You're a winner and not a loser. You are a believer and not a doubter. You can do it. Get up. Come on, brother. You know, and that's how God will do it to those people that have that gifting. And there's people in here that God had just put in their heart something to deliver to somebody. And it'll be a word from God, but it'll be exhortation, exhorting, building up, praise the Lord. Then he goes to number two, and he says in verse 7, ministry. He talks about ministering. And we found out that the gift of ministering is just simply serving. And I mean, people that do this have a great attitude. They just want to serve. They're those usher people that hopefully when you come in, they shake your hand and say, "Hey, blessed to have you here." You know, they just want to serve in the kingdom of God. And then the very next word is that gift of teaching. And people have that gift. They're the people that can just explain things where you can understand it. I mean, you can go to those kind of people that have the gift of teaching, and they'll explain the word of God, and they'll teach it to you with simplicity. You'll understand what they're saying. It'll mean something to you. And the people with that gift, man, don't take that for granted. That is an incredible gifting that God's given people. And then he goes on after teaching, and he says, then there's that gift of exhortation, exhorteth. And this is a gift that is real close to the gift of prophecy, because when you exhort someone, that's all you're doing. It may not be, you know, a word from the Lord that God has you deliver, but it's people that just build people up. Hey, man, you're an awesome man of God. Man, I just want to let you know that, man, Jesus loves you. Oh, don't stay down. What's wrong? You know, and they're just someone that's constantly building people up. How you doing today? Oh, blessed. Man, I'm doing great. How you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? And you never see them down. Those are exhorters, man, and we need those people in the body of Christ. We need those people that are the light in a dark world. We need people to be building people up instead of, there's a whole lot of people that tear people down. That's why it's probably important that you don't get hooked on social media, Facebook and all that. No, I said, Jamie, do you know this person? And I mean, they were cussing. And I was surprised they were our friend. Well, guess what I did? I deleted them. I just, honestly, now I didn't tell them that I didn't beat them up. I don't want to see that stuff when I'm looking and promoting something on Facebook or whatever it is, you see. Okay, man, we need exhorters. And then last week we talked about that gift of giving. Man, you want to be this person. Because when you have the gift to give, then God blesses you in lots of areas, including finances. And you know why? Because He can trust you. He can trust you to use those finances to His glory instead of it being about self and going hiding it behind the tree 6 foot to the left and then burying it. No, a person with that gift to give is constantly looking for someone to give to. Not just necessarily financially, but man, just I just want to be a blessing. And that's that gifting of giving, man. But again, it also deals with finances. Because the person with the gifting to give, God will pour it in your life so that you get it out to the people. And I've told y'all stories about that, you know. Just to even buy this church, a lady at the Austin Rodeo walks up and says, hey, I got something for you. Meet me on, and was you with me, James? I think we were on the north side of the Coliseum because that's where the contestants come in. And she said, but hey, I'm going to go out the door and meet me over there. I got something for you. And she hands this check to me for $75,000. Okay, I could have done a few things right then. I could have went to Mexico. I could have bought a couple more horses. But you know what the first thing I said? Is I said, Father, where is this supposed to go? And He said, this is what's going to be the money to help you buy this land. And that's exactly where it went. To buy this land, 78 acres. I mean, that it was well more than that. It's about $400,000. But that was the first seed of helping buy this land, you see. Okay, man, you want to have this gifting. Matter of fact, I would ask God, sir, give me the gifting to give. Because again, God will pour out money in your life. And then all you'll have to do is be led by His Spirit. Father, where is this finance supposed to go? And it doesn't have to be a large amount. It might be just $100 that needs to go into the hands of someone that desperately needs it. You see, man, thank God for the gifting of the giver. Here's the next two, and then I'll close, and I want to do something. The next one we haven't talked about is you see it right here in the King James, it says ruleth. He that rules, do it with diligence. That gifting is the gift to lead. I'm talking about leaders. And God has called a lot of you to lead. This word literally means to stand before in the Greek. This is the person who stands before the group, normally the leader of the group, the one who presides over it, administers, manages it, whatever it might be. In the spiritual realm, he doesn't do it with a club, though. He doesn't do it by force. A good leader just leads. They do it with honor. They do it understanding the people that they're leading. I told our youth pastors this morning during a meeting, as I said, man, a good leader is drawing those kids to you, and then they're going to watch you as the leader. And when you praise God, it's going to teach them to praise God. They're going to be watching a good leader. So a leader doesn't do it with a whip. You do what I tell you to do because I'm in charge. If I did that as a pastor, no one would ever want to help. So a good leader knows how to lead. The Lord Jesus taught us in essence of leadership when he said this in Mark chapter 10 verse 43. Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. You know, Jesus said the very same thing when they were getting on him to about serving him. And he goes, wait a minute, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. And if the Lord Jesus came to serve, why wouldn't we want to lead people in that way? Because a good leader, y'all, is a servant. He leads by example. I just sold a horse on Saturday to a man like Colonel Terry here, Wilson. But he had been in the Marines, and he retired after 23 years. And he was a drill sergeant. And I could tell it too, boy. I mean, he didn't walk with his head down. He had some authority and didn't have to tell you. Because that's a good leader. I don't have to tell people I'm a pastor. I just walk in it. And my son was talking about guns, and he goes, let me see your hand. And he looked at his hand. He looked at his first finger. He said, you hadn't shot enough. That's what he said.
That's not my case.
Yeah, no. And Seth goes, okay, I'll work on that. And Seth, didn't he? And then he went and shot. Mom comes out of the guest house and is like, what's he shooting at? Well, he's trying to get his first finger to get some calluses on it, I guess. Boy, this guy, boy, he was like, I could tell. Now, he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy and been in the military for a long time, but I could tell he had some authority. How's this horse work? Don't get your gun out. There's something about being a leader, though, with integrity. You don't have to put people down. You're just a leader that God has graced in order to lead. The leader in God's economy is a servant. He gives of himself tirelessly, I wrote, in service to others. So the question is do you have the ability to be a humble example of leadership? Because if you do, wow, that's a wonderful, wonderful gifting that God's given you. If you do, then do it with diligence. Do it with eagerness. Do it with excitement. Don't just wing it. No, 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 no. Put your whole self into what you believe, your whole heart, and use that gift that God's given you. Man, if you've got that graced gift to lead, then we need you to lead. It's not time to sit back any longer. It's time to get up and be the leader that God's called you to be. But do it with excellence. Do it with integrity, man. Because that's a wonderful gifting. Guys, listen to me. You need to be the leader of your home. The reason that our country is so messed up and confused is because, and I'm not saying in this group, thank God we know how to be men. But your families need you to lead spiritually. I do a marriage ceremony that, man, is a blessing because what we talk about when we talk about the ring, that it's not supposed to be a shackle of dominance. It's just a reminder of your faith and love for that person and the Lord Jesus. That's why you wear a ring. So when the Bible says that the men are supposed to be the leaders spiritually, that's all it is. Man, you come to church. You grab your wife's hand and you grab your kid's hand and you say, let's pray. Praise God. What's going on in your life? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. And when a man does that, guess what happens? The women don't have to be the man. Say amen louder. Amen. Okay. Listen, that's being a leader. We got to start leading so that we can get everything back into order. Order is very important to God. Now let's talk about the very last one and then I'll close. Is the spiritual gift that you see here showing mercy? Glory be to God. Because listen, this gift of showing mercy is the ability to put yourself in the place of those in need. To understand. Don't be that person that, and I hear it a lot, that when someone's hurting and they're a family member or they're someone you love, I've heard people say, Lord, give me their pain. I'm sure if that's you, you have that gift of mercy. But your job is not to take on their pain. That's the Lord Jesus' job. He's the one that gave his life. You're to cast every care upon him. But the people with the gift of mercy are just interested in doing whatever is necessary to help relieve people's misery, let's say. People that have this gifting of showing mercy, they have the knack of showing people what to do, how to relieve the suffering. Maybe you're like that, because I can promise you there's others that are not. I mean, me and my wife are totally different in this one. When someone hurts her husband, my wife says, kill him. Got time for this. You hurt my husband. I mean, the claws come out in you women sometimes. What'd you say? You know, and you get that look. Y'all seen that look from you women? I mean, what'd you say, honey? My mom would do that to us when we were little. Listen to me. Don't laugh quickly. If we didn't say yes, ma'am, all she would do is look. And I knew. Yes, ma'am. Or she would go, What'd you say? And she didn't do it with no authority. She did it because she could literally reach 16 foot in the back seat and slap your head. But listen to me. There's something about showing mercy sometimes. Now, don't get me wrong. There's times when you got to stand. Smith Wigglesworth, most of y'all know the prophet way back, 1600s, literally declared in the last days that God would move, there would be a major movement in the Western world. You know why? Well, because we're the last group of people that's still masculine. We're not afraid to be a man. We just got to get taught right. We're still bold. We're the only professional sport that still prays at a rodeo. You see it at the national finals in Las Vegas. They will pray in the name of Jesus. Okay? Where you don't see that in hardly any major professional sport anymore. They'll say that pledge. I pledge. Matter of fact, I've taught those announcers, no, when you pray, let's stand up. Let's stand up in honor of our God, you know. Not just the flag, thank God for it. We're going to pledge our allegiance. But what about our allegiance to the Lord Almighty? Listen, showing mercy is people that don't show mercy would rather avoid hurting people. They avoid the sick. They avoid the poor. They avoid the aged. And I'm not saying that's if it's not your gifting, we just tend to go around, but not the gifting of mercy. People look for the disabled. When you have a deep hurt inside you and you're drawn to those kind of people, the hurting, the aged, the poor, the sick, then you want to personally get involved in meeting their need. And you'll do it with cheerfulness. Those kind of people, man, I love the people that have the gifting of mercy. There isn't any other way to exercise this gift than just trying to meet the need of someone that's hurting. Listen to me, though. No one wants to help the grouch. who ministers to them, who feels like they got to do it by the law. I'm going to go knock on someone's door and tell them about Jesus. Remember the story? Because that's how I felt one day when I was preaching for George Strait. And I preached for him for a long time. And it was one particular year that I had to drive all night and get there at 3 in the morning. And all the motels were taken up because they were going to watch a roping that George put on. And then he was going to do a mini concert. So, oh man, they came out of the woodworks to hear George Strait. And he asked me to do a church service. So I had to get there and sleep in my pickup. And in those days, the pickup had a hump in the seat. So when I got up, I felt like I was like this. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to be like me? And finally I said, sir, since I work for you and you own all the cattle on 1,000 hills, I believe you could afford to buy me a motorhome. I mean, that's, praise God, you say those kind of things, man. Listen to me. Thank God for people who have a duty to want to try to help people. But if that's you and you just have this heart to want to, you might be the person that gives to the people on the side of the road. I don't know. But man, you just have this heart. I would say do that with discernment, by the way. But listen to me. This gifting is amazing. Because man, you just want to help people that are hurting. You're seeing them. Oh, I'm reminded a lot of times I need to call someone in our church that, and I finally found out that they had a loved one die. I didn't know it. But man, I made sure I called because I have that heart as a pastor, see. Listen, all these giftings are incredible, but they're for the kingdom. They're for the church. Every single person in here that's born again has a gifting. Do you know what yours is? Because if you don't, you need to seek God. But I can promise you, after hearing all of this and understanding these giftings, every single one of you either has the gift of prophecy, the gift of serving, ministering, we call it helps ministry in a church, the gift of teaching, the gift of exhortation, the gift of giving, the gift of leading, or the gift of showing mercy. If that's you, you need to start walking in your gifting. So here's what I'm going to do. Just before we close, I have 5 minutes so I can do this. All of these giftings, people are drawn to each other. There shouldn't be anybody sitting when I get you in these giftings. And I want you to get, I want to know who you are. So every single, and I knew a lot of you raised your, you stood up when I prayed over you over the spiritual gift of prophecy. If that's you, I want you to stand up right now. You know you have this spiritual gifting of prophecy. If that's you, I want you to just come here. Anybody that has it, I want you all to stand right over here. And just stand all together. And I'm talking about some of you might walk in all of them in some way, but there's going to be one that's stronger. And I want y'all to just stand together. Everybody that has the gift of serving, you got a good attitude and you just want to be a blessing. You know, if we need the trash taken out in the church or whatever, if that's you, stand up. You have this gifting. Look at all of you. Okay? I want all of y'all to come down here and I want y'all to stand over by that door. And don't forget you're number two. My Lord, look at all y'all. Where y'all been? We've been needing help. My Lord. We're going to have a good volunteer day of rodeo. Honestly, if you have that gifting to serve, get over there. I need to know who you are. Look at all of you. Get over there. You're number two, ma'am. Make sure they know it. All right? All of y'all that have a gift of exhortation. I mean, you're just a positive person. You got a good attitude. I want you to stand up right now. You're the ones. I mean, we need a bunch of you. If that's you, I want you to come right down here, number three. And you're going to stay. No, whatever you're stronger in. If you're stronger in that one, stay there. But if you want to switch, you can. Come on. I want you to just come. You're the one that you're just, you got a good attitude. Amen. You're an exhorter. You build people up. You don't let people tear you down. You're one that, all right? The people that have the gift of giving. Man, you just have, I'm not talking about you've got millions and millions. I'm just saying you have a gift to give. Come down here and get right here. Y'all are number four, okay? Oh, gosh, thank you, Jesus. There's more of you than I thought. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? All right. If you've got the gifting to teach, I mean, you know how to. Now, y'all kind of get huddled up a little bit because I need you if you want to get on the stage. But you got a gift to teach. That's a gifting that God's given you. I want you to come and just get right here. You're just teachers. You know how to just deliver things with simplicity. They're always going to be asking you, hey, what do you think about this? Or, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the Bible, but you just have a gifting to know how to just right here and kind of stay all to yourself now, okay? A spiritual gift of leading. You're just leaders. If you're a leader, stand up. Stand up. I'm telling you guys, there shouldn't be one single person sitting at the end of this. Because if you don't know what your gifting is, you're going to know it today. If you have a gift of leading, you're just a leader, I want you to come stand right here in the middle. All the leaders right here. I mean, you're the ones that say, hey, come on. I'm going to find you some material, you know. I'm going to lead you. Amen. All right, and then the last one is the ones that show mercy. You just have a way about you that you just want to help people. And sometimes you get too much over trying to help people. If that's you, I want you to come. Where are we going to go with y'all? Just come right over here and stand. You're just ones that have a gifting of showing mercy. Just come right over here and be right in this area. Amen. And I understand people are sitting. I understand that. Don't be concerned about that. But hey, no. Don't get close to those. They're kind of wild. You know, they're the teachers. They're going to try to teach you how to do things right. Amen. Okay. Now, I want everybody in this church to pray this prayer. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, pray this prayer right now. If you've given your heart to Jesus, pray this prayer to learn it to lead others to Jesus. And you may be praying it with someone that's here that's never given their heart to Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 9, to confess out of your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. I'm talking about when you die, if you don't know where you're going, either heaven or hell, then choose heaven right now by choosing Jesus. So everybody in this place, bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer out loud with all of us. Say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is my Lord. Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Forgive me of every sin. I'm coming to heaven when I leave this earth. But while I live here on this earth, I need a Savior. I need a friend. I need a God. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Before you say amen and raise your head, let me get up here where I can see. If you just prayed that prayer, you're standing or sitting, and you just prayed that prayer, and you gave your heart to Jesus. You had never done that, but today, you're going to heaven when you leave this earth. If that was you, right where you're standing or right where you're sitting, when I count to three, get that hand up and say, I just gave my heart. I prayed that prayer and I meant it. I gave my heart to Jesus this morning. If that was you, Get your hand up when I say three and do it with boldness. No one's looking around. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just saying do it with boldness because Jesus wasn't ashamed to die for us. Don't be ashamed of making him your Lord. If you just prayed that prayer and you gave your heart to Jesus, get that hand up when I say three. Ready? One, two, three. Go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you over there. Appreciate you. Glory be to God. We'll get you a Bible because I know the guys aren't ready because they're serving. They're in their serving life, so they can't get you a Bible. But we know who you were. They're one way over there. All right, look at me, y'all. We're going to get you a Bible if you raise your hand. So we know, we saw your hand, so don't be concerned. Listen to me. All y'all that are seated now, you got to start figuring out your gifting, young or old. Morris, you're a leader, my friend. And it's time to start leading the way God wants you to and stop moaning with all your aches and pains. Ed, would you translate that for him, please? I can say that to my friend because he was one of the first ones that helped me start this cowboy church 18 years ago. That man right there. Listen to me. Every single one of you have an influence, and you've got to start doing things in the kingdom of God. God didn't mean for any of you to be seated there and just to be served. It's time that you go into your calling. So y'all that are seated, simply say, God, what is my gifting? Because I need to know. And I'm telling you, God, he'll just put it on your heart on one of these. Start looking at Romans chapter 2, chapter 12, and just read down and start learning about these giftings because God's given every one of you the gifting. Y'all that are in each individual group real fast, the spirit of prophecy, I want you to do it with boldness. It's time that you, if God puts something on your heart to deliver to someone, you discern it. Make sure it's uplifting and edification, but give it to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all that are here for the servers, look at all of you. Only 10% of people in a church are the ones that do all the work. Y'all are the servers. We need help. We need people. We need you to not be afraid to do something in the body of Christ. We might need some ushers, and you don't have to be just a man. We might need someone to get in there and help us with the children. We just need people that are willing to serve. So as long as we know it, take a picture. As long as we know it, then you're where you're supposed to be. Amen. The teachers, who's my teachers? How many of you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's not very many, but we need you. We need you to teach because God's given you that gift. And whoever you're around, whoever you have influence around is who's going to get taught the right way. So do it with boldness in Jesus' name. You servers, do it with boldness. Do it because you just have a gifting to be a blessing to help the church. Not just this church, but outside. You got to be a blessing. Amen. So do it with. And then finally, you exhorters. Where's my exhorters at? We need more of y'all, to be real honest, because I'm one of you. We need more people that you just don't want to hear negative. That's just not who you are. You're the people that we need to say, oh no. Remember, there was a time real fast, y'all. I know I'm 6 minutes late. That's preacher time, but anyway. I'll never forget going to the gas area, filling up my gas tank, remember? And the guy said, whoa, man, how about the economy? It's been several years ago. My state representative, I'm serious. Woo. He said, how do you like that economy? This is before Trump, okay? I said, I'm not participating. And he goes, what? Yeah, but the gas prices are high and the economy's low. The markets are down. I mean, What about the economy? I said, I choose not to participate. It was a great moment of teaching. I just began to teach. But I wasn't willing to hear the downer. I said, yeah, I just decided to make God my provider. Because there was an opportunity to be torn down. Oh, man, bad things are happening. Oh, man, hope you're not going to go bankrupt. No, I want someone to go, no. Thank God I don't participate in the economy of the world, because I participate in God's economy. And He meets all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm a winner and I'm not a loser. And then that gift of exhortation just comes all over me. See, the gift that you givers, listen, we need y'all. We need that gift, because y'all are the ones that God will pour it out in and then use His service. Don't you be greedy, because then the love of money is the root of all evil. No, God wants you to say, God, you can trust me with it. What do you want to do with it? Let's build the kingdom of God. Do it with honor. Do it with humbleness in Jesus' name. Who's my leaders? You leaders, do it with integrity. You're leading because people are following you. So lead them in the right way. Lead them to Jesus. Always do everything pointing people to the Lord Jesus, not to self. A good leader leads to Jesus. And y'all are leaders. So do it with honor. And then the last of you, you show mercy. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for you. Thank God you want to help people. You have such a heart. But listen, I want to warn you. Don't take on someone's burden. Let Jesus do that. All you're there is to help them. And do it with honor in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All right. So now that you know your gifting, and y'all that are going to pray to know yours, don't sit in the church just to receive. No, God's gifted you to do something in the kingdom because you're part of the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, give God praise. All right, would y'all stand up? Let's just dismiss. And all of y'all that are in certain groups, as you're leaving, just say, hey, welcome to the club. Welcome. Glad to have you. Y'all do that as we leave, okay? All right, glad you're a leader. We need you. Amen? We're not in competition. Remember, that's why the Word of God, the Apostle Paul, taught us, don't you think highly, more highly, like one's better than the other. Uh-uh. The servers are just as important as the people that speak prophetically. We're all in the kingdom of God. So welcome each other when we say amen. Ready? Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for the giftings. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in the areas that you want us to walk in. We are all called to spread the gospel in our giftings. So thank you for that, Lord. We receive it all by faith. Also, thank you, Lord, for the people that gave their hearts to you every service, sir. Gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that people give their lives to you. Not a church, not a denomination, to you. So thank you for that. We receive all this by faith in Jesus' name. Now, before we say amen, Father, you don't stay here. Your word says you never leave us. You never forsake us. So you get to go with us right now. So, Father, it's an honor that we get to take you with us. You don't stay here at this building. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You're dismissed with a big old round of applause. Love you.